Not everyone thinks more rodents are the best way to do that, though.
Yeah, no, I'm a farmer's daughter, and I've been with the union now for 24 years.
Kate Maitland works for the National Union of Farmers in Scotland, where beavers have spread into private farmland, in part because of beaver bombers, people who release them without licenses.
It's quite devastating to see acres and acres of your land underwater.
Beavers dam up irrigation channels, flood crops, and sometimes fell beloved centuries-old trees.
Wow. These small animals took down all these trees.
Yeah, they took down.
Scottish farmer Tom Bowser's land is littered with downed trees. But he sees benefits, too. Beavers have diverted floodwaters from his driveway and attract tourists to his farm.
And now we run beaver watching tours through the spring and summer months, and they're really popular.
Especially with school kids who previously knew beavers only from fairy tales. The beaver buzz is catching on among land managers across Britain, especially short-staffed ones.
Willow, hawthorn, got an oak there.
South of London, Ian Glover manages a 125-acre nature reserve all by himself.
It's very densely vegetated. There isn't a huge amount of species diversity.
He's applied to bring beavers here and has a long list of chores for them. Thin out undergrowth, bring in more light and species by expanding this wetland.
They're more interested in retaining water on the site so that they can avoid wolves.
Wolves?
Yeah, sorry. Wolves, bears, lynx, that kind of thing.
Most of their predators have gone extinct here. But nobody's telling these beavers, who have just been so useful.